Life Audio. Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray. I want to welcome you to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. This is a time that's just for you. One of the things that makes life difficult is the rubble that we have to kind of walk through as we go through our day or week. What do I mean by rubble? Not just talking about the buildings that get demolished, but I'm talking about the rubble in our lives, whether it's relational stress or navigating our parenting or our health or just kind of what our whole country and the world's going through, the whole global economy. The topics are endless, aren't they, about stress? But we have an oasis of peace. We have an oasis of rest. And we want to think about how can we find hope? How can we find hope as our mind seems to wander and go back to those difficult times in our lives?
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, yesterday was September 11th, and here in the United States, we are commemorating the bravery of all the people that made 9/11 a time of seeing our courage and our strength arise out of a time of tragedy. The September 11th attacks, they took place 20 years ago, and it was on 9/11 that we had the Twin Towers in New York, the World Trade Center. There's a memorial now, a reflecting pool. We remember terrorist attacks that took place. And we remember the rescue workers at Ground Zero. We remember the Pentagon that was attacked. We remember Flight 93 and the brave people who went into action to thwart those who were trying to create tragedy, violence. And we remember because amidst all these things, there's a special story I want to share with you that gives us hope. It was an amazing story, and it's about a tree that's called a survivor tree. So we're going to pause and reflect on this beautiful message of hope today. I want to encourage you because it turns out, did you know that it is the National Day of Encouragement? Yes, it is. It's the National Day of Encouragement, and it's happening here on September 12th. It's so interesting that it takes place right after the 11th. And I think what a beautiful, powerful metaphor to remind us that for every moment of tragedy and loss, God is right there with us. He hems us in from behind and walks before us ahead. And he provides the encouragement that he knows we need to lift us up and to point our hearts back to hope. So this podcast episode today is to give you hope, to help you breathe and inhale the oxygen of hope and exhale the stress. Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, and I'm the author of 3 books, Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness, Whispers of Rest, which inspired this podcast you're listening to, which shares 40 of my top ways to release stress and to spark God's peace and joy, and also Finding Spiritual White Space It's a book about awakening your soul to rest. It's a National Day of Encouragement, and it's a wonderful day of love and kindness. We want to use this day to think about a few people. One of the people that I want you to think about is who God wants to encourage today. That's you, friend. You who are listening, who's bearing those burdens. How are you doing today? What are those things that are weighing on your mind, that are pressing onto your heart? Well, Jesus is our friend, and he wants to lift us up. Think of a friend that God is calling you to walk alongside during her journey through the valley. Maybe she or he is going through a time of loss and recovering from grief. What is it? Who is that friend that God's brought onto your path that you can be that voice of encouragement? And third, I want to encourage you from my heart to yours that maybe you're starting new. I love autumn. I love fall. It's a time for starting new. Even as the leaves, they're going to be losing their color soon. But you know what? The chloroform that's receding from the leaves, it's actually revealing the true color of the leaves. So those beautiful auburn and red and orange, it's actually the true color of that leaf that's on that tree. So as God allows comfort to flow through you and to you, God may be revealing to you the things that you long for. Sometimes we try to push those things down because we just want to get things done. And we feel like, I'm just trying to survive the day. I don't want to think about all these other things that maybe my heart really needs or my body, that I'm tired or weary. But we can use these moments to turn to God and say, you know what? God's loving voice is trying to remind us we have needs too. So I want to encourage you, if there's something that's starting new, I want to encourage you to start those things as well. Well, I was talking to you about this tree, this wonderful tree that I wanted to share with you. And I want to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. It's the Breathe newsletter, because I'll be sharing that in the newsletter as well. So you can kind of tuck that in and also forward it to your friends to encourage them. Subscribe at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. thebonniegray.com/subscribe for that Breathe newsletter. And I'll share the links to the soul care study with you as well in that newsletter and this story. Okay, so this survivor tree, which I didn't even know about, I learned through a video documentary that I watched. I'm going to have it in the notes for this podcast, but I found this video when my kids were little. And I wanted to find a way to have them understand 9/11, but because they were so little, it was difficult for me to find something that wasn't like too much, too intense for them, right? Because they're little and they're young, and I want them to see the bravery and the courage, yet also know that in the loss, there is hope, that there's something beautiful in the spirit of the American people, as well as in people in general, when there is tragedy, and to see God in it. Well, I found this documentary, and I'm going to put the link because it's free, available on the HBO website. It's called What Happened on 9/11. And as we were watching it, it's wonderful where people are telling their stories, not just of that day, of things that were difficult, but the bravery and the hope and the inspiration. Well, one thing that happened is that they talked about a survivor tree. And it was amazing because there was 3 billion pounds of rubble. Okay, 3 billion pounds of rubble. I mean, my mind can't even process that number. But people were walking through this snowstorm of ash, and there's this rainstorm of paper on 9/11. And the trees that were at ground zero, they were covered and filled with ash and concrete dust. And after 30 days of searching, as they were looking, these brave men and women looking for life, signs of life, they found nothing alive, as people tried to find their loved ones. But one day, a woman noticed that there was a branch coming out of the ground. There wasn't even a whole tree trunk. Okay, there was just a branch with a leaf on it. She called a relief worker, and there was a frenzy of excitement. They finally found something alive. They started digging away slowly. This trunk that was scorched, it was burnt, it was torn and ripped. But you know what? There was a branch. that was still alive. They didn't see the whole tree, but there was a blade on this branch and this little expression, this powerful, beautiful, small expression of life was all that was able to come out of that rubble, even after 30 days. And that says something about the life that God has placed in you. It's His own Holy Spirit, your spirit, whatever's happening in your life that just seems so, it seems so hard to rebuild. I don't know what that is for you, friend, but I want to breathe some encouragement into your soul because that has been named the survivor tree. And on that 9/11, it was such a dark sky, but yet the sky did turn blue again. And this tree had begun as this little blade. They were able to take this tree to nurture it back. And now 10 years later, friend, it is now 30 feet tall. 10 years later, when this documentary was made, this one tree survived and it was a 30-foot tree. This tree is the last living thing that was pulled out of the ground. And now there are white flowers that grow, something beautiful that once maybe you thought would never survive. God has that power. He has that power to lift your heart up from the rubble. And He is going to bring back the thing that maybe you thought could never come alive. What is that little blade that seems so small? You might think it's so insignificant compared to what I once had, once dreamed of. And it might seem so incomparably small. And yet God's beautiful voice says, I am with you and I love you. This miracle tree survived 3 billion pounds of rubble. And you know, that means that no matter how things get, no matter how bad it get, you can continue to rest in God. We can continue to rest in God, and in that resting, He will nurture hope to come alive. Think of what God may be bringing back to encourage you on this National Day of Encouragement. There's this beautiful scripture that I love as we smooth our day over with God's loving word from Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. Encourage one another and build each other up. I couldn't help it in the remembrance of 9/11, this beautiful survivor tree, and how there's now, they built a memorial. And this verse, my mind went straight to it. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up. What is God wanting to encourage and to build back into you, friend? The word encourage that's found in Thessalonians, it occurs 105 times in the New Testament. The original Greek word is parakaleo. And it means close beside. Para means close beside. And kaleo means to call. So to encourage means to call up and bring close and personal what it is that God wants to build back up. What is that thing He's calling you back to return to? And it also translates as comfort. For those of you who read my books, this is a returning verse central to all my books about comfort because this verse, it's so important. I love it so much. In 2 Corinthians 1:4, it says that the God of all comfort who comforts us in all our troubles, in all our afflictions, so that we are able to comfort those with the comfort which we have received ourselves, comforted by God. Oh my goodness, in the NASB translation, 2, 4, 5 times in one verse. 5 times, friend, the word comfort. And in scripture, whenever it's repeated, it means God is just highlighting it again and again. Picture Him just holding your hand. And sometimes, you know, when we're discouraged, maybe we just kind of let our hands slip. You know, I know that sometimes when we feel so discouraged, we're like, ugh, you know, sometimes it's hard to receive that comfort. Like, no, I'm so upset. How can I don't want to be comforted. I'm just really upset. And yet God understands. And he just continues to comfort us. He continues to take our hand. So, but we can only offer that comfort with the comfort we receive ourselves. So I just want to invite you, first of all, receive that comfort yourself. And second, who is somebody that God wants you to encourage? I want to offer up three different types of people that God may be bringing to your heart. One is to uplift your friend. Is there a friend that you can give a kind word to? If your love language is a gift giving, you know, like drop by, bring something to her, a new packet of tea or flowers, or drop by her doorstep and leave something that's just for her. Or a book, right? Maybe there's somebody, your child, that needs an encouragement. Write a letter to that child. School has just started and maybe they're still in the process of finding their place in their new school. If they're maybe entering to college or high school or middle school, or maybe even beginning preschool or kindergarten, write that little love note to your child. That just is huge. I also want to encourage you, if you feel encouraged by this podcast and you've been enjoying Breathe, I would love some encouragement. You can encourage me by becoming a Patreon. It's a supporter. It's a way to be supporting this community. You can go to patreon.com/BonnieGray. As a member, you will receive the newsletter, as well as you can join a book club for Sweet Like Jasmine. We're starting that this month. And so go ahead to patreon.com/BonnieGray. You'll see the link in the show notes as well. Buy me a cup of coffee by becoming a supporter. I would welcome your support by becoming a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/BonnieGray. Well, I want to give you a soul card tip. You know, science shows, and this was very interesting, I love it, that storytelling really helps our bodies and our emotions. It's good for our mental health. When you tell your story, that's a way to encourage somebody else. Whether it's your child, share a story how like you also had a tough time, but then how you eventually were able to overcome your challenges as a student. Kids love hearing that about you when you were little. Another friend on your path, there's somebody that's going through what you've been through and you can share your story. Maybe you're just walking through a similar season together. That is so encouraging to know that you're not alone. Well, the mental health benefits of storytelling, it fosters our imagination. And when your brain goes into the imagination track, it actually switches out of the part that has anxiety and those feelings of depression. So when you use your imagination, it actually switches your brain over to a different area and it helps lift the anxiety and ease the feelings of depression. It also increases memory retention because the brain releases oxytocin. For those who are moms, when we nurse, we experience oxytocin. That's a calming, comforting hormone. So when you tell your story, your brain releases oxytocin as well. That was just so beautiful to know that we can release stress and also help others feel comforted as well. And finally, it increases positive emotions. When you're telling your story, you realize, you look back and you see how God has led you through those hard times. Your emotions will take a boost as well. Dear God, thank you so much for my friend who's listening. You know her story. You know what she's going through. And I just pray that you lift her up and encourage her heart because she's your beloved. Just strengthen whatever she's looking to you to strengthen and comfort her wherever she is needing comfort, and use her as a light to shine the light of encouragement to somebody that needs her words of encouragement today. In your name we pray, amen. Well, remember to subscribe to my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe, and welcome you to buy me a virtual cup of coffee over at patreon.com/BonnieGray. And remember to check out the link for that 9/11 documentary, because I had shown my kids this video later on after 9/11. We still can share with our children the stories that can encourage their soul. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. See you next time.
Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Family dinners were the first thing I was homesick for when I moved out. The warmth of laughter, the smell of Dad's pork roast filling the house. Dad's pork roast. There's nothing quite as comforting as the smell of home-cooked meals. That's why I learned to make my dad's recipes. Now, this house is finally starting to smell like home.
Good food, good traditions, one great meal. Come together with Swift.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.